morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com. And this is June 22nd, 2020. And I have the honor to have Dr. Lieutenant Scott Bennett on. I'm not sure what to describe you as, besides a major whistleblower. And I have Professor Joe on, which I've had on several times. And we're going to have a general discussion on what's going on. So I'm going to let Scott lead them on with this. But I'd like to touch on what I see on Sunday, the spin doc. If you watch it, everybody in the CIA and the ones I was locked up with something to watch Sunday morning, Mike Wallace especially, the disinformation, the Israeli operatives, a shadow of his father, as President Donald Trump said. And I watched the spin doctor. It's all coronavirus and Biden. And Biden had to have someone from the DNC come out. And it was all Biden. He doesn't want to expose people. And it's all this lockdown. It's all about the mark of the beast, folks, in case you haven't figured it out. And it's a chip that they have, which is your credit debit chip, along with a DNA changer in it. They expect calling the nurses, calling Needle Dick Bill Gates. Because he wants to put his needle in everybody. And he's killed a million people already with his needle. And someone needs to take care of the problem. And this George Soros, who, in my opinion, is directly behind a bacterial form of a corona, supered up by a Harvard lab professor that got nailed, and sent it over to Soros-owned lab in China. Soros is a terrorist. I don't know why this guy, he has been seen on the national news in New York, and that's where he lives, up there by Hildebeest. I don't want this guy breathing on U.S. soil, period. He's a terrorist to its max. And with that said, Scott, I'm going to let you go where you think this conversation needs to go and where you would like to go with it.
Well, I agree with you, Stu. George Soros certainly should be arrested as a terrorist. He has aided and abetted domestic terrorist uprising in the United States with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, this group that is all about thuggery, just absolute anarchy and chaos. That's their unapologetic agenda for this country, and George Soros is the financier of it, and all the documents and terrorist financing is there, so they need to arrest him. He's also been instrumental in a lot of the global disintegration that's been done under Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So the documents, the evidence is there. I think Russia has...
Right? Ukraine?
Uh-huh.
Over in Ukraine, he's actually a terrorist over there.
Yeah. And Russia has recognized him as being a terrorist. They don't allow him in the country. So why we are entertaining him and allowing him to live is beyond me. But of course, maybe they have an agenda to pull in the net when they have the maximum amount of fish and material to prosecute as many as possible. I think that's the standard operating procedure, is when you catch a little fish, you use him as bait for the big ones. And perhaps that's why there's a lot of slow roll with regards to the child trafficking and pedophilia and all of this stuff that we've seen from Pizzagate and elsewhere. So
we
I'm
don't
not
have,
sure how it's going to unfold, but I think the president is doing the right thing.
We don't have justice, Scott. We don't have justice in this country, and I mean, you know it. I know it. We've both been locked up. You were locked up 8 months or 9.
Yep.
I was locked up for 10 and a half months. I mean, they sent me in with 1,500 Iran-Contra players. You know that, but for the edification of the audience. Now, you were locked up too, with the same guy you were investigating, ironically, that God handed you on a silver platter. And I know that he kept you alive. I mean, very few of us out here gone through what we've gone through are still around. Most of them have been suicided. Okay, I'm carrying a 9mm all the time in case if I have to load off of them. The Marine Corps taught me to grab their ammo and run. Well, I got the same thing they're carrying. So they want a part of it, you know. But I seem to be grabbing a lot of heat right now, and I know you are most likely. I know that Joe is. I know that everybody is. Now, what we've got to do is understand that we have a president there. We think wants to do the right thing. And I've got a question mark about it because he's got the wrong attorney general. He needs to throw it out. Now, he's got the right press people and so forth, but he needs to move in the direction of prosecution. Lock these people up. What Hildebeest did to him and Biden and all this other, this fake crap, and Biden should be in jail for Ukraine thing, Hildebeest too, and the Clintons both, and their laundering of all this money and all the connections with Epstein and all the child trafficking and everything else. I mean, I got enough on the murders alone and her attempt upon me using the FBI, Kansas City, division number 5, Stone Street was the first one, and a car crash rollover that ties to the Joint Task Force group right here in Kansas City that I posted, folks, on my site here in the past few days. You'll see Bluffdale, Utah, the NSA, blacklisted, trying to log into my site, trying to kill the site. Oh, this is just the end of them, okay? It's going to be. Now, the second part is I snooped them out after being tailed too much. I tracked the tail back, running behind him about 80 miles an hour and a 55. I admit to that. But this little stooge get downtown, and guess what? All of a sudden, I got two federal police on me, directly behind me, and I parked the car length behind this guy at a stoplight. He jumps out, I can run over him or shoot him, right? I chase him into the back of the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office building in a enclosed parking lot with gates. 4 or 5 story. Then I went out hunted in the next few days and took pictures of all the license plates. Oh, we're going to have a display. Stu Webb gave them away. But their cyber terrorist group, which runs an operation out of there and servers that have hit me for 6 years, folks, also runs out of North Kansas City. And the place that they burned the house down, it was a customer's house that they car crashed me trying to murder me, burned their house to the ground, which was empty. It was almost completed that I had remodeled for these people. I tracked the terrorists back who were involved in the burning it down. I didn't see it burned down. They were over there watching to see what would happen when I showed up for work and the house was destroyed. I'm going, oh, shit, ask your neighbors. I'm watching them. I tracked them back. They're off of Ward Parkway just north of the FBI building. Guess what's sitting in there? Stupid fucks. I mean, how dumb can you be? A van with the name on the side. I run that thing. It's all hooked up to these other two. That's your FBI. Go look at the cyber list, folks. If you live in Kansas City, block that off, and you got their server closed. And the other one's Bluffdale. You people are in trouble for screwing with me. I'm going up your butt real quick, and it's going to be in a court of law. With that said, I had to throw that out there, Scott. I know what whistleblowers go through, okay, like you
do. Yeah. Once you go through it, you are a different type of metal. You are forever changed, and you have an edge on you that no one else has and no one else can ever blunt. You can cut through concrete and all sorts of other things. So
and you had the military training, and I had it in the Marine Corps, and you had it in the Army, wasn't it? And, I mean, you know, and Joel's had the military training, too, as, you know, in California do his teaching. And so, I mean, we've all been through it. I'm ready to a point where if we can't get justice, here's my attitude, Scott. We've got to get these people locked up, period. Stop what they're doing. Hildebeest, Biden, Obama, Bushes, Clintons, the whole crowd. And the only way we're going to get it is Bill Barr has to go. We need to get the people to listen. Start a petition, somebody, get rid of Bill Barr. We've got a clean house. Now, terrorists, in my opinion, we've come to a point to where it's push to shove. They're not going to put any mark in me or any chip in me. I guarantee you people are going to end up dead. They think they're going to do that. Okay? Now, that's the attitude of most people out here, the general populace that I can get a feel of. I'm going to take a vaccination. I'm not going to do that. No, because they know what's in it. It's spread like wildfire. People know what's going on. Now, I say if the cops can't take care of the problem and the Justice Department can't lock them up and they're friggin' terrorists and they're inside the United States of America and they've committed all these terrorist acts against our country, which if I could get before the grand jury that a U.S. federal judge ordered in 1995, that I could appear with an attorney and I've requested since, and each time I've done it, they've nearly killed me over it. That's still active. Can I have that grand jury on the streets of America, Scott? If a federal judge ruled that I could appear if the U.S. attorney didn't do his job, and he didn't, I nearly got killed in anthrax. Al Martin got nearly killed in anthrax. Iran-Contra whistleblower Al Martin, the conspirator's great book. The point is, you think we can take justice to the street?
Well, I think that's exactly where it's going. They're pushing it upon us that way. These Antifa, Black Lives Matter, autonomous zones in Seattle, these, you know, thugs and vampires that are just, you know, going crazy and they're losing their minds, they're creating very toxic areas in the country that are no-go zones. No man's going to go to these zones. They're dead zones. So people are pulling out of them, but they're also not allowing the garbage to follow people into the suburbs or into other communities. People have had enough, and they're not going to tolerate these people any longer. Now, they may be destroying New York City or Minneapolis or Detroit or wherever you have the Zionist sort of Black Lives Matter exploiters go in like they always do. They go in and exploit a legitimate protest that, you know, blacks are easy to be whipped up into a frenzy over this alleged guy getting killed, Floyd, by the cop Chauvin, which a lot of material is coming out indicating that was a false flag theatrical event. But even if you take it as real, and if it is real, then of course, you know, the guy should be executed for you know, murder, and he was stupid for doing that. But I think it was a false flag designed to trigger this sort of this explosive bottled up pent up energy that's been for the last 2-3 months with the COVID-19 psyop. But people aren't falling for it, and they're getting pissed off. They're getting sick and tired of Democrat tyrants shutting down their state, shutting down their lives, shutting down their businesses, shutting down their ability to go to the gym and exercise with this COVID-19 menace that is turning out to be nothing, absolutely nothing.
This is what Mike Wallace promoted on Sunday morning, the agenda for the New World Order.
Yeah, Wallace is the first. I mean, Fox, if it doesn't get rid of Wallace, then people should get rid of Fox. Fox is deteriorating into this degenerate cheerleader, Barbie doll, Ken doll, effeminacy, beta male club, except Tucker Carlson, I think, is the only one that has manhood. Laura Ingraham is good, too. Hannity is okay when he gets off of his, you know, meds. He's a little bit too he's too Catholic, you know, fanatical against the Russians. He can't, you know, he can't compartmentalize things.
And he loves the voices.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a bad way with the media. But, I mean, that's why shows like yours, Stu, you are standing up, you're speaking the truth, you're unapologetic, you've got the credentials, you've got the background, and you've got the kinetic military strategic wisdom to be able to say, this is how we fight this. This is how we have solutions. And I think one of the solutions is people consolidating, of course, recognizing and affirming their Second Amendment. The president needs to do that by issuing an executive order that says every American has a right to keep and bear arms concealed and unconcealed. It's called the Second Amendment. That's your permit. That's your your license to carry, not any other license, but the Second Amendment is your license to carry, period. That would instantly shut down crime, and I think you're going to see a lot of these half-wit, crazy, medicated lunatics really just become they're like bread that is being soaked with water. You know, they're losing their form, they're losing their shape, they're losing their entire constitution as human beings. And they're being degraded into animalism. And that's a biblical curse. You know, that's the result of 30 years of garbage education, transgender, homosexual brainwashing. All the toxic universities and colleges have abandoned truth, abandoned logic, abandoned history, abandoned, you know, anything that would go by, you know, higher education 30, 40 years ago has been lost and purposely lost to an agenda of mindless, lobotomized stupidity and happiness. And it's happiness in degradation, happiness in, you know, carelessness and irresponsibility. So I personally look at this as God's judgment on America, God's judgment on the human race and the times that we live on. But for those of us who are salt and light, those of us who, you know, have our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, this is a time where we will grow brighter and saltier. And in the darkness of the world, when the fanatics are biting the people who haven't yet had salvation, like biting them like fleas, I think God's going to use the torment of the snakes to drive people towards him. So there's a reason why torment is given to man. It's usually to drive him to God. And I think all of these tormenting black thugs that are pushing over old ladies in shopping carts and doing bad things and the attack upon the police, the white thugs are even more pronounced. These are the revolutionary Antifa lunatics that break windows and throw rocks and do all this bad stuff. It's not a racial thing. It's an ideological revolutionary insane thing. So I think things are only going to get worse from a behavioral point of view with regards to these leftists as the election gets closer. I do say that I suspect they are going to take out Biden. I think they could assassinate him or assassinate Hillary or someone to try and trigger a guilt trip reaction in the American population to try and keep people away from voting for Donald Trump. I don't want that to happen, of course, but I suspect they're going to assassinate and kill someone to try and blame it on a Trump supporter so that they can generate a certain degree of white guilt that they hope is going to put them over the 50% plus one mark in the election. I don't think it would work. I think we've seen all of their scams and lies, from the Russia hoax to Comey and the FBI against General Flynn. Incidentally, I was the reason why General Flynn hired Sidney Powell, because I briefed her on all of this stuff, as you know, Stu. I briefed Sidney Powell on everything.
And Flynn ended up getting arrested, and Otis Johnson ended up getting killed. Super spook.
Yep.
NSA.
Yep.
And he told me before his death, he says, don't worry about Mueller. This is a couple months before he died. So don't worry about Mueller. If he doesn't do his job and put Hill the Beast in prison, he says he's going to find himself in a jail cell. That never happened. Otis is dead. Flynn got arrested. All kinds of shit went down, okay? There's still hope, typically said.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Flynn is going to come out. Flynn is going to come out and be exonerated and go on a barnstorming tour around the country. And he is going to find himself turned into the same type of metal that you and I are, Stu. He's been through the fire. He's been through the abuse. He's been through the trauma. He's emerging from it stronger. His family haven't left him. His family's stronger. The ferocity and the boldness and the attacking spirit that needs to come out of Flynn and his family is one of the things that will catapult Donald Trump higher into the electoral success
bowl. I hope he doesn't. I hope you're right. I hope he doesn't.
Because it's all true.
I put Otis Johnson on an airplane with General Flynn once in his Cadillac. I was working on a house down the street. He got me a full remodel. He kept me busy for 5 to 6 months, you know, in another city up there near Hastings is where he lived, Nebraska, and above Grand Islands where the general came in. There were two times I put him up there at a general's airplane. He was gone for a couple of days. His girlfriend picked him up, but I delivered him up there. And I saw General Flynn come out, okay? The other one was that psychopath that used to be the head of the NSA, Michael Hayden. Oh, fuck, if I ever saw that guy. I mean, if I was face-to-face with him, he'd be over with. Anyway, what's your report here, Joe?
I think what you guys are saying, the only thing I would add to this is I think the tempo is going to increase substantially because I've been through the Rodney King riots. And we made a predicament, we made a prophecy concerning the riot. What most people don't know is that the video that where they show LAPD beating up Rodney King, that was only 90 seconds it was really a three-minute video of where Rodney King was beating up the police officers. We just barely got him down on the ground. But
yeah.
They purposely only showed 90 seconds. I see the same pattern going on right now. The manipulation of the psychological aspects of warfare, asymmetrical warfare. And we made a prophecy, and it seems to have come true. The prophecy was that the rioters made it to within a half a mile of Beverly Hills. And we know what Beverly Hills is. It's very moneyed and, you know, high moneyed. And we said on the next riot after Rodney King, they would make it to Beverly Hills. After they made it to Beverly Hills, the next riot would be they would come to the white suburbs and begin doing their asymmetrical warfare. Now, what they did this last time was, if you go to Beverly Hills, go down Wilshire Boulevard, you'll see a sign that's in a monument that says Beverly Hills, and it's a fountain. They spray painted it with a dollar sign with these words, "We are coming for your," and you look at the dollar sign, "your money." Well, guess what? They made it to Rodale Drive and burnt the place down. Everybody's forgetting about that. They made it to downtown Santa Monica. This was a high upper white middle class. So I think the manipulators are going to do it through de facto. In other words, there was a jeweler that was watching from his house the looters coming into his jewelry store. So he raced down there. In the middle of the heist, he shot and killed one of them. Guess who got arrested? The owner. And that is the way they're going to manipulate things. This is what they're doing to the police department. I watched the entire video from the beginning to the end of the Brooks shooting. The PD officer handled it beautifully. I mean, he went by the book. He dotted his I's. He crossed his T's. He did everything right. But guess what he's been charged with? Murder. And so now they have a blue flu, and Atlanta is disintegrating into a shootout in the chocolate neighborhoods and now into the downtown areas and some of the white suburbs. So that is, you're going to see the increase. And I tell everybody, watch the videos of how Antifa came in and beautifully manipulated the Trump campaign there in Tulsa.
Antifa, Trump declared it to be a terrorist organization.
Yeah. Well, we know that. But what I'm saying is, this is going to increase. And it's just not here. This is in Europe. They have places in Paris now that are no-go zones. And every night, every weekend, cars are burned, grenade attacks happen, fully automatic weapons. And guess who cannot defend themselves? The white man. In Sweden, this last year for 2019, 249 bombings, grenade attacks, and dynamite and plastic blowing up cars. And the cops have no control. So this is the direction that I think it's going to happen. We have to get behind Trump. We have to get behind, because I do not know how long the Tuck is going to last, because they're demonetizing him right and left. And I don't know how long he's going to last. So,
no.
In other words, what I'm saying is everything you're saying for the both of you, but the tempo is going to increase. And I advise everybody, the listening audience, to go to Whitney Webb, The Last Vagabond, and read Dark Winter. She did an excellent job of where this is going to go.
Also, Unlimited Hangout is her new site. Unlimited Hangout. I get it there, too.
She did a scholarly job, excellent, and is hardcore facts. And so I don't know for sure what's going to happen between now and the election. I do know the tempo is going to increase substantially.
Let me comment on that, because I think that's a wise observation. One of the things that we've been talking about is because of the demographic winter, where you have the Europeans and the Americans, the white Anglo-Saxons essentially, creating 1.1 children. And we studied this when I was at the Heritage Foundation and Family Research Council and World Congress of Families and things like that. The cause of the Anglo-Saxon 1.1 replenishment rate and the 7 children that the Muslim rate has, and the infection of Europe with all of this, and we see this sort of boiling over in the United States. But what I foresee happening in a reaction or an adaptation to what you've just described, which is the quickening, the heightening of the tempo, I see the white Anglo-Saxon tribes of Europe and the United States, but mostly in Europe, totally politically realigning themselves retreating or going back to key areas, key geographic areas in their countries where they control the bottlenecks for transportation, energy, food, information in key geographic areas that are defensible. So they're going to be abandoning the open spaces and I think positioning themselves in fortified defensive positions in anticipation of the hordes, the ravaging psychopath hordes that we've seen in Minneapolis, we've seen in Seattle, that could be just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, these people are totally mentally deranged, and it's going to get worse. So I think the reasonable people of Europe and the United States and Russia is going to become, I think, much, much – I mean, Russians are Russians. They don't tolerate – bullshit. They don't back down. They're very, very ruthless when it comes to preserving their culture, their poets, their history, their way of life. And they have tasted the bitterness of communism and the leftist democrat socialism. So they're not going to go back that way. They do have an ethnocentric motherland sort of tribalism. But that is much different than what we see in the communist model. So I think the tribes of the West are going to be consolidating their positions, and as they exit the dead zones, they are not going to let these hordes follow them. And I think you could have a very bloody defensive operation on a macro scale against this, these sort of hyenas and jackals that will eventually kind of fall apart and starve and degenerate in their own, you know, wastelands, their own ghettos. But the real question is, how is China going to react to this? China is probably going to step back and watch for as long as possible, provoke, throw gasoline on the fires, and try and use this to their advantage, try and excite this sort of Black Lives turmoil. I know Liberation Road and the Chinese Communist Party backs a lot of these groups. So, China's going to watch, and what the question is, how are we going to react to China? And I think it has to be sort of imploding the Chinese Communist Party from within and using the proxies of other countries that are surrounding China to quicken the distrust and the dislike for China as the blob that it is that just consumes the natural resources and the identities of all the countries around it.
Now, Soros, you know, his lab over there in China, ownership in it all bit, I mean, it's just bizarre. It keeps coming back to the terrorists. Now, you know, China, folks, I mean, Scott, you may not know this, but Global Crossings was a company that collapsed, and they were taken over by another company. And this was all the Bush fraud, Milman fraud, Mike's in-laws that weren't in-laws. They switched doctors' parents. Here's the point. That was all tied to that stuff. Ended up a Chinese company that Hildebeest had set up the trust for, passed it to Norman Brownstein in Denver, one of APEC directors, and one of the New World Order pigs, who was Daddy Bush's CIA counsel, who Bill Barr served underneath while they were creating World Financial Comma Inc. and the false mortgages. Billy Barr, were you involved with that? That's a major crime. Anyway, they took over the Panama Canal. They owned it. They took it over after they did the false invasion on Panama, for Noriega didn't want to let Bush cut into his money anymore, so he nationalized two hotels because he was threatening them over that. And one of them, by the way, Donald Trump owns today, Scott. He bought it from my ex-witch doctor's trust. Okay, they gave him 100% financing. Alan Karsh, the drug dealer, brings cocaine into Denver, Colorado, and passes all the strip joints. Pelican Pizza's their hideout. He brings it in, by the way, to that new airport, Special Industrial Airport, east of Denver International, that didn't need to be built. Special for his drugs coming out of Mexico. Here's the point. I trust not only own the Panama, if they did the invasion, but they own a chunk of China and businesses, slave labor in China. And it ties to this trust. It all ties to them and the creation of the trust. I just thought I'd throw that in there. That's big when you own the Panama Canal and you steal from a country. Okay. Billy Barr, were you involved in that? World Financial and the mortgages? It all tracks back to Norman Brownstein, your boss.
Stu, I have to run right now, so I've got to
you gave an excellent report of what's going on. And I just want to add something. I got some intelligence this morning out of Minneapolis, and that place is just totally back open and it's calmed down completely. I'm all for people going out and protesting. Real quick, Scott, because we need a change in the system. But to burn stuff down and all that, that's a terrorist. That's a terrorist that we got to deal with. And we're going to have to put an end to it, possibly. Now, we have a problem. I would like to know how many people have been arrested. I want feedback from our listeners. How many people that are reporting your major cities have been arrested over their terrorist acts of burning and so forth? How many feds have been, or how many active from all these cameras they had, how many people have actually been arrested? That's what I want to feedback on from the listeners. And I think with that said, we've pretty much covered all the bases today. Just keep looking for the COVID virus. Keep God in your heart. There's a shift in the Holy Spirit, and it happened, I think, the first of the year. It's going to be really strong. And if you don't have it, you better get on your hands and knees and start talking to Jesus Christ. And I tell you, folks, start praying. Ask God to send warring angels after the enemy. Our enemy is the Congress and the Senate of the United States of America and all the head of the entire Justice Department, including the Inspector General's office and so forth. There's only three up there. Jim Jordan, DeNunes, and Gatz are the only three that I would keep in. The rest need to be arrested. Now, can you do that legally? Yes. You can do recalls on them and do it for an election. You file for $150. The form's up on the front of StuWeb.com. Get active. Get out there with signs. G5. No G5. No 5G. No chemtrails. No heart. Put an end to this. Bring it to the president's attention this way. He probably doesn't even know it. With that said, on my side, Scott, any last words? I guess he did go. Joe, are you still there? No, folks, it's Stu Webb here, StuWeb.com. I need my last statement. Have a good day.